Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is the day after Christmas. It is the day after, and it feels really quiet. I don't hear anything outside. Normally, I hear some kind of traffic, and I don't hear anything inside. It's even like the still noise, nothing, just nothing in the house. So it's really interesting to feel that after yesterday because there was so much interaction. But welcome to the last few days of this year, and I wanted to talk about, for Relationship Wednesday, how being pure-hearted changes your relationship. It changes any relationship. It changes your life. And it's different tension. Because sometimes someone may lie to you because their intentions are to not hurt you, which they believe is good intention. Pure-hearted knows that no matter what happens, you're going to be okay with them, and they're going to be okay with you. And not no matter what happens and you hurt them, but no matter what happens in life, no matter what challenges you guys have, you will work through it. Good intentions, you get left out of a lot of stuff for good intentions. We didn't want to hurt your feelings. We thought it was best if we didn't do this with you. You know, and then you start defending, but pure intent, that's why Christ didn't say good intentions, but pure intentions. That word pure, and then truth, love, and purity. What is pure? When something is pure around us, whether it's our feelings, the situation, we know all the facts and we can move forward. Pure energy is our innocence. We tap into our innocence. And that innocence is what we had when we were younger before we realized what was going on in our world. And that feeling gives us comfort because then we know what we believe we need to know. So just to say, instead of, let's just give a really silly example, but let's say there's a couple and the woman likes to cook and she's cooking all this stuff and the guy's eating it and eating it and eating it. And there's some he likes and some he doesn't. But he doesn't want to tell her that there's some of them he doesn't like because he's afraid he's going to hurt her feelings. So instead he says, oh, that was great. Oh, that was great. Are you sure? Are you sure you like this spice that I put in it? Are you sure that you did this or that? Yes, yes, and yes. But then she makes that meal that he didn't like every once in a while because he never told her he didn't like it. I know it's a very easy example, but it's far-reaching. Because then she makes it and you hear under his breath, oh, shoot, she's making that dinner again. Or, oh, okay. And she'll be like, anything wrong? Oh, no, no. And he eats it again, he eats it again. Well, as the relationship matures and they're together longer, she's going to realize he doesn't like that meal. She's going to realize he doesn't eat as much of it. It just starts to show up over time because the truth is never hidden. It might take us time to get there, but it's never hidden. But his intentions may have been good. He did not want to hurt her feelings. And now he's stuck eating a meal that he's not crazy about over and over again. And she is unknowingly making it, not knowing why he's not pleased. She may start to take it personally, like what happened that you're not eating? And he may say, oh, I had a hard day at work. Or she may think she did something. Did I do anything? Are you okay? And all this stuff starts happening around a silly little meal. Now, what if he just said the first time, hey, you know what? I, for some reason, don't like cauliflower and corn combination. For telling me, because then I won't buy it for you. And if I ever feel like having it, I'll have it for lunch or something so that our dinners we can both enjoy. Or I'll make it as a side dish for me. Done. That was a pure-hearted person. They just told you what it was. They weren't scared of the outcome. They knew they wouldn't hurt your feelings by telling the truth. Now, if you go to a party and there's 10 selections and there's something you don't like, tell anyone you don't like it. You don't have to tell the host you don't like it. When's the next time you're going to sit with that person and eat at their table again? All of that. So it's really interesting how just not telling the truth about liking a meal will do. So let's imagine something bigger. Then it becomes a bigger problem. Then it becomes more personal. Pure-hearted, even to a child. You may not like what you have to say sometimes, but we balance it with things that we love to say. And when your heart is pure, and I'm not saying that none of us have a pure heart. We all do, and in some circumstances, more so than others. But let's say you're dating, and you're looking for a relationship. Just being you is 1,000 times more attractive than trying to be what you think that person wants. I'm going to tell every man on earth today, when you're yourself, if somebody is right for you and they know what they're getting, you get to be yourself for the rest of your life. And she knows what she's getting, and you both start a great relationship. Some men try to act like they have more money than they have, better job than they have, but you got to think you're going to see this person a second time or a third time. Or you may want to really go further and create a commitment between you and that person. And the reason that's important is just because of purity. It's the most attractive part of any person. Purity is the reason why you may see somebody over and over again. You may see them wherever. You may see them at work and you think, oh, they're not someone I'd want to get to know. Or for women, a guy may not be that attractive initially. Or for a man, the woman may not be that attractive initially, or however that works out. And then what happens is you talk to them and they're really solid. They're really nice. And you walk away, and when you look at them, they look better to you. You're like, wow, that just changed. And even if you may not talk to that person all the time or they become your best friend, what happens to you is you bond with purity. That's a common bond. Truth, love, and purity. They are all the same thing in different ways. Because with purity, you can do that in any conversation. Truth is something people know about you over time. And love. Love is the energy that will propel, that will take you into a relationship, that will take you into a marriage, that takes you into raising your children. We act on love. We proceed through truth. We solidify through purity. I really wanted to take today to talk about the things that work. We spend a lot of time talking about what doesn't work. I know a man who met a woman. He was on a work event, and he took one of his, a fellow dentist of the opposite sex out. So he took a woman out to a vineyard, and they went wine tasting for a Saturday, and it was probably a let's see if we work kind of a date. So they're out. And the woman who served them and the man had a very strong connection. He's very charming and very charismatic initially and funny, and he's really tall and he's handsome and, you know, everything going for him. And he's the doctor and all this stuff. Well, the other woman he was with is also a doctor, and that's how they met. But he and this server really, really connected. So he got her number, and he called her. And he said, I would really love to go out with you. And she said, I would love to go out with you. It was about an hour and a half from where he lived. And he went up the following weekend to meet her. And they really hit it off. And they spent hours walking on the beach and talking. And they wanted, and she told him, I would love to be married. I would love to have another child. Are those things that you would also be okay doing? Oh, yes, of course. Of course I would do that. I also have two children, so together we have three. Of course we can have a child that would be ours. And I think it would bond the family. Of course I would get married again. And they told each other their histories and everything people do when they first meet. They bring each other up to date to today. They realize the drive was really far. So 7 months into their relationship, he asked her to move in with him. So she moves in, her two big dogs and her son and herself, and they move into his house. And he says, you know, let's move from here and let's sell this house because we can get good money for it. I bought it a long time ago, and then we can rent after that. Okay. So they did that. They moved in. First year was great. Second year was great. Third year, she's kind of waiting around thinking, okay, he hasn't asked me to marry him and we are not working on a child. And he doesn't seem as close as he used to seem. Put her off. He just kind of put it off and made her feel like, you know, well, why did you ask? Over time, she realized he was lying to her. One, about how old he was. He told her he was 2 years younger than he was because he was insecure. And two, he started kind of spinning her head. He was a plate spinner. He started spinning things. Every time she went to him with something real, he tried to confuse her. And it turned out he was standard narcissist. And she didn't know what that was. She was, I think, 20 years younger than he was, which was why he lied about his age. And when she found out, she said, but if you lied to me about that, what else have you lied about? That was your age. I mean, something that's obvious, something that your kids know, something that everybody knows. How could you not see that? And then she realized his mother was in a nursing home. He never went to visit her. Well, wow, what are you going to do with me when I get older? And as real life started to set in, she tried. She would come to him. She cried. She did everything she could to bring this man to his senses, that they have something really good there, that they have something that's alive there, that they can make it if he can just be present and not lie so much, surround her and make her feel like she was crazy while she was staying home and playing wifey and working part-time from the home and raising her son and his kids. So what happened over time was she really, really started wearing out. The fights got more frequent. And finally, at the end, he lied a big one. He wanted to go on a trip by himself. She said, I would like to go with you. He said, no, it's for work. And he even enlisted people around him to lie to her to strengthen his lie. And they did. So she finally said, enough is enough is enough. I don't care if we've been together for 5 years and I've invested that time. I no longer want to be with you. And as soon as the lease is up on the house, I will not be with you. And that was 3 months prior. So she would leave when he was home. She ended up meeting, the irony of everything, a person that she really fell in love with. And she understood and appreciated that relationship because of what she saw. She saw everything that wasn't pure. It wasn't even with good intentions, although the person, if you talk to the partner, he will admit readily that he was never intending to marry her, never intending to have a child. But he said that because he thought that's what would get her to be with him, and that once she was with him, he could just blow it off. So whatever attracted them, purity was absent. But he really, really wanted to be with her, which was his good intention to himself. And so whatever she said, he agreed with. But when it came time, when push came to shove, he was like, no, no, no. No, no, and no. I started to tell the story about 3 weeks ago because when I saw what ended up happening. So now he's alone and he's had a relationship, standard narcissist. I'm going to say standard to, there's so many different levels of narcissism, but he's probably a pretty, I would say, low level, but looks convincing, liar. And it's the only thing wrong with him. And I know that sounds funny, but when you're with him, he's a nice guy. I could see how she stayed as long as she did. I can see how it looked like a family. It looked like a duck. It quacked like a duck. But it actually wasn't a duck. It was a lion of trouble. So what happened is she meets somebody, and the man wants to be with her. She moves in with him. They actually, ironically, she stayed in the same house. He was the person who owned the house they were in. She got pregnant. She just had the baby a while ago, like maybe 2 months now. She really, really wanted with somebody who was pure-hearted and told her the truth. All of this was supposed to be so 5 years ago. But now, as she may look back in her life, a couple of years from now, 5, 10 years from now, she's going to say, wow, I'm so glad, child, with the first person that I thought I loved like that. Because he was incapable of purity. His intentions may have been good to keep the relationship flowing and taking care of us and making sure that I had what I needed to take care of our family and our dogs and our life and all of this stuff. But because she was pure-hearted, she ended up with the same house, a clearer relationship, a more pure relationship. She did have the child she wanted. And life went on without the other person. And the other person may think, well, why did she leave me? Well, she did this and she did that. And if you talk to him, he will complain up a storm But then one day, as he was complaining, he said, in all fairness, couldn't believe he said this because normally that mind will not say it, but once you hear yourself talking up, the truth will even come out of the person who's lying. And he'll say, in all fairness, I told her I'd get married. I told her I would want another kid. But there was no way in hell I would have done that. They want to hear because you think that that will get them in your corner. You're both going to be cornered. And one of you is going to have to squeeze out of that corner because it's too narrow of a road. Not enough truth. Not truth at all to hold the relationship together. It's not about who you are and people loving you and being loyal to you. She had no reason to be loyal to something that wasn't pure. We are hardwired to that purity. We are hardwired to truth. We are hardwired to love. And once time shows us what we're doing, where we're at, why we're there, that's when we really make the decisions that we will carry with us throughout our lives. You may get someone for a year, 2 years, 5 years, maybe even 10, maybe even 14, like in my case. But you can't keep them because we are ultimately, whether we listen to our instincts or not, or even recognize that those are our instincts, we can't stay. In order for us to stay, we would have to disappear and give up all bets on truth, love, and purity. And then we feel like we've died. We feel like we don't belong there, but we're there because we have nowhere to go. That's how powerful truth, love, and purity is. When Christ said we are all driven purity, that's how. Wherever it doesn't exist, we cannot stay. It's the difference between solid ground and shaky ground. You would not live on top of a fault line where you know an earthquake can erupt at any given time, even though it may not have erupted for 50 years. And they say, well, this house is really cheap because it's on an active fault line. And you're like, great, I'll buy it. There wasn't an earthquake in 50 years. Then you buy it and you can't get earthquake insurance because they're like, you're on an active fault line. And then you start having problems because you're on an active fault line. Maybe the house settles funny. Maybe you can't, you know, disrupt the ground. Maybe there's all these reasons why you can't do something. But to have contentment, to have purity, it allows the relationship to propel forward because all systems are clear. The road is clear of debris. The minute a lie is introduced into the relationship, good intentions or not, I don't care what the reason is, and I don't care what the lie is. It could be about the meal. But I will say that is like, and I'm not an energy woo-woo person, but that is an energetic wedge. Boom, it's there. And until a truth is told, like, hey, I really hate cauliflower. Please say it. Say it. You don't have to be mean about it. Just say, you know what, I never liked cauliflower. Big so what? You know what? I want to have a child. If having a child isn't something you ever want to do again in your life, tell me now. If the person says yes and means no, you're going to keep asking because you know deep inside something's wrong. And we are all survivors, all run. Even the worst intended of us are underneath run by truth, love, and purity. And we know when we're piercing it. People who don't know that have buried it because of pain and hurt. And they remain insecure in their entire lifetime until they can get back to truth, love, and purity. Insecurity is being away from, further away from it you are, the more havoc you will bring to your life. Because now you have no boundaries and no rules, and now they're calling narcissism the, I can't remember what it is, NPD. It's a narcissistic personality disorder. Because it's a disorder to be away from truth, love, and purity. It's very hard for us to navigate in life through any relationship we have. It doesn't mean you're like oversharing and you're walking around telling everybody every piece of truth. You say, let them be true. Let them flow naturally. The minute you talk and you say, I really don't want to go to that event, instead of going and complaining the whole time you're there. The next time that person wants to go with you, they are not going to ask you to join because you ruined their experience because you actually didn't want to go. To say, hey, you know what? That might not be something I would like to do, but go ahead and do it because it would make you happy. Done. But oh, I have to go. And then you go. And then you complain about the lights and the sound and the noise. And you're just going all over the place. Just let them go. You have that right. Nobody owns you. And you own nobody. And you will find enough things to do together that you both love. But it keeps your life flowing forward. Just say what you mean and mean what you say and go on. That other relationship, that woman described the one who had the baby, she described that relationship as being shot and then shot again and shot again and shot again. And she felt like she was riddled with bullets by the time she left that relationship. And part of it was because she was young and probably never met anyone like that. And she stayed in long enough to be repeatedly shot. And she really tried to make it work, even over and above the lack of purity. And finally she said, I would rather be alone. I would rather face whatever I have to face to get away from you. Did it mean she didn't love him? No. Did it mean she wasn't loyal? No, it meant she wasn't respected because that lack of purity opened the door to anything happening that could hurt her in the future. And we are instinctively protective of truth, love, and purity within ourselves. You guys, we have Dream Theme Thursday. I will see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.